If you're a cleaning business owner or want to launch a cleaning business, I did a free masterclass on how to build a $1 million cleaning business even if you have zero experience. So if you want to learn more, go to loganscleaningco.com to create your free account. Hope you enjoy.
Naysay, anybody who is going to be skeptical, anybody who is going to even have the slightest bit of like, you will not succeed, he cut them out.
Welcome to the Everything Goes My Way podcast, where I share how to get more clients, increase sales, build a business that runs without you, and the many mistakes I've made on the journey. So hope you get value and subscribe.
Which included his mom and his dad and all of his friends.
Yeah.
Did you have friends then?
No.
Okay. honestly, like everybody was cut out except for his mentor and his family. He even went to the extreme of changing his phone number. Like, his mom didn't even have his contact phone number. So she communicated to Logan through me, which honestly was the biggest blessing ever because her and I are, like, besties now. We have the best relationship ever. And, but he was, like, absolutely sold on his dreams that he was, like, I just won't tolerate anybody who doesn't think that I can't achieve them. Or that it's going to be a lot of work, or that it's going to be, I don't have the time for you, or because he understood that it was just a season. It was not going to be forever, but for this season, like, it is head down and we are grinding every single day and we will not give up. And that was, it was hard in the moment, but it was such a blessing because I felt like I took on the weight of like the outside world and I was like with my shield up, like protecting, you know, everybody's naysaying and everything. But I heard all of the naysaying and all of the skepticism and all of the, like, you guys aren't going to be able to do it. But I at least did not let that get to the visionary. But it also allowed me to, like, build relationships with specifically his family that I wouldn't trade for the world today. Like, I talk to his mom probably once a week now.
Yeah. Grandma Suzette?
Grandma Suzette.
I love Grandma Suzette.
I love Grandma Suzette, too.
Me too.
Have you since been able to allow that back in since?
Yeah.
My relationship with my mom is great. And it was reestablished on respect. And because of that season, when my mom got the idea and the itch to leave her job, who did she come to? Right? So because she saw me do it, I became the role model for her. And when she had this idea, she's like, I want to leave my job and I want to do Airbnbs. So yeah, so she asked me for advice. And so, you know, I not only gave her advice, but really gave her the confidence that she could do it. And she quit her job after, she was a dental hygienist. She worked it for 20 plus years. She quit her job and she started Airbnbs. And yeah, me and her obviously have grown our relationship a lot closer because of that. And now we actually have a real relationship, like something that I'm very passionate about, and she's doing it. And since then, they actually just started a pooper business.
A porta potty business.
So her husband, who's my stepdad, he quit his job now. And so now they're both full-time entrepreneurs. For people who have been employees their whole lives.
At retirement.
They saw what Katie and I did, and they're like, if they can do it, I can do it.